With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands Athletics Association will host its development meet this weekend at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. The meet will see one of Cayman's top sprinters and Olympian open his season at the competition.
Well, we have some exciting news. Kimar Hyman has decided that he will open his season this Saturday at the development meet by running on a 4x1 mixed relay team.
Who will he be running against?
Well, his team is comprised of him, Kareem Murray, and two young girls who train alongside with me and him. So that is the team. Since it's a mix, we use two women, two men.
Meet instructor Coach Kenrick Williams says CIAA will also honor the late Derek Larner by adding a long-distance event.
We plan to honor Derek Larner by putting on a 3K or 5K. Most likely it's a 3K that we're going to put on for him in his honor. And we hope that many of the roadrunners who usually compete at his event will turn up and give him this type of support. So those are two exciting things that will be happening this Saturday. Apart from the regular kids trying vying for character place under 23 Olympic qualifiers and everything. So that is what will be happening this weekend.
The development meet is one of the many competitions held at the complex since open season to prepare the athletes for the Bermuda Charifta Games in April. Coach Williams says in spite of the COVID-19 pandemic, the athletes are holding their own.
Apart from the pause we have for COVID, everyone started back from a deficit, but you could see some of them have shaken off their rust and have get back into the groove of things. When we look at most of the clubs, because of the COVID, they were behind, but watching them compete at this year's meet, they have looked like they have put that behind them. Falcon Club looking real good. Mustang, Invictus, High Tech Tiger, Speed Athletics, all the clubs, 3, 4, 5, a few of them are training with David Hamill, so we hope that by the time Charifta come around, we have at least 6 or 8 kids qualify.
The games are on Saturday, January 16th at 10 a.m. at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. Registration forms can be found at www.trackandfieldcayman.ky. Calling all gamers, practice play is over. Get ready for 2 days of non-stop competition, fun and excitement. NetGeeks Media will present the return of the Caribbean's number one esports event and gaming convention, Gamers Bay 5. Now celebrating their 5th anniversary, Gamers Bay is going down on March 27th and 28th at the John Gray Gymnasium, held only here in the Cayman Islands. Lance Jefferson, Vice President of the Cayman Islands Esports Association and co-founder of Gamers Bay, says they've enhanced this year's event in celebration of 5 years.
This year is going to be our 5th year anniversary, so we have some really awesome things that we'll be bringing to the table. Some new title games that'll be out there for competitors to compete against head-to-head, as well as we're doing a special STEM workshop for students and teachers as well. We're going to be adding on a lot more pre-play areas. We have amazing vendors and sponsors that'll be out there displaying their products and services. And if you've never been to the Gamers Bay event, we've actually got the gymnasium split into two different sections, where one half is the eSports Arena, and then the other half will be the convention center. So it's an amazing setup, and that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of things to do for everybody.
If you think you have what it takes, well, you can compete for over $10,000 in cash and prizes. Compete head-to-head in titles such as Fortnite, Call of Duty, Cold War, FIFA 20, and Super Smash Brothers. You can try the latest game consoles and virtual reality headsets. There will be lots of free play for PC gamers, console gamers, and VR for all ages. Special guest influencers will be in attendance, and for more information, you can register yourself or a team by visiting GamersBayCayman.com. And moving to the Sister Islands, the CIFA Men's First Division Football League resumes this weekend on Cayman Brac. Mitchum Sanford with the Sister Islands Department of Sports says Roma United will play Coach Elton Martin and his Cayman Brac Football Club on Saturday night.
Since the Christmas break, this is going to be the first match for 2021, and this is the second phase of the league. So we played the complete first round in 2020 from September to December. And the second round starts the start of the coming here, the 16th, and it will run until April of 2021, and then we'll conclude the tournament with an FA Cup.
Coach Sanford says the Cayman Brac Football Club sees a great mixture of players of all ages and abilities unite to form a complete squad.
The Cayman Brac team presently sits in the mid-table. We're in sixth place out of 12 teams, and we're doing fairly well. We're incorporating youth athletes from 16 years and up to the senior men. So it's a mixed ratio of 16-year-olds up to 40-something-year-old men, and it's working quite well. The older men helps to guide the young boys, and the young boys have the energy to run up and down. So it's a great program. We're very excited to have it, and we're hoping to have it for quite some time.
Cayman Brac Football Club tied nil-all with Sunset Football Club's B team last week. The Cayman Brac Football Club currently sits in sixth place out of 11 teams with 13 points, 3 wins, 4 draws, and 3 losses. Roma United sits with 9 points, with 3 wins, 0 draws, and 7 losses. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.